For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.
This is End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Stay tuned for another exciting episode, folks. End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. You can find us on redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And of course, again, I'm your host, Eric. And if you want to contact us and give us your testimonies, please write at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Okay, folks, now that you've heard a little bit about us, we're a podcast, of course, of everyday life, hope, God, and Jesus Christ, and current news and world events. And also, we're waiting on the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that ought to give you a little bit of insight as to what this podcast is all about and help you decide if you want to change your life. So tune in here, folks. And today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And the date is Friday, November 12th, 2021. And the headline is follows. This is their main headline on one of their articles here, folks. Technology patent suggests tech overlords are planning to digitally survey people to grant freedoms based on vaccine status. So here we go. You know, everybody argues with me, including my relatives up north. Everybody argues with me about the vaccine, and they take it, they don't take it, they take it, they don't take it. And I keep telling everybody that I talk to, and of course I have had my own personal challenges, but nothing related to vaccine issues. I've had own physical challenges and different things like that, as you guys very well know. I tell people, don't take the poison. There's graphene oxide in the poison. Don't take the poison, whether it be Pfizer, AstraZeneca, whatever. Don't take the poison. And people just, Johnson & Johnson, same thing. It's poison, one-shot poison. And they're pushing these vaccines to have a follow-up. They're called booster shots, at least here in the United States and around the world. And so if you want to take the poison, be my frigging guest. Go for it. But me, like most other people that are trying to be educated, at least as far as what's going on in the world, again, with Christians and non-Christians, as far as happenings in the world, you know, we are not of this world. We're just living in this world. You know, we're of Jesus Christ, folks. And that's what you have to understand. We're living in the end times, and we're living in a day and age where big tech giants, you know, Google, Facebook, Apple, all these tech giants, they want to control the world. The governments want to give them all the power to control the world, control people and control the world. This is where we're at. And somebody had asked me today, did I think this was possible? Maybe 10 years ago, I'd say, well, you know, it's possible, but, you know, that's kind of far-fetched. You ask me now, I would say, baby, we're right in the middle of the beast system. The beast system here in the United States before I get into the article, folks, here in the United States, the beast system is creeping along. Because we have guns, we have a constitution, which the Dems and all the other elites that are trying to take over the world, that for the beast system, for the beast, they hate that. They despise the Constitution. They despise Jesus Christ. They despise God Almighty. They despise anything to do with God, anything to do with freedom, anything to do with the Constitution, anything to do with man's individual rights or liberties or anything else. You don't even have any rights, just like they don't in China. You go to China, Beijing, for example, the biggest city, the capital. You're controlled, you're watched, and everything. It's not until you go out to the province, till you go out to the farms where you have at least a little bit of breathing room, and that's not very much. I know China's a very big country, but you don't have any freedoms whatsoever. And my question to you is, listening, my listening audience out there, is do you want to live the rest of your life like that, under control, as a slave? That's what you have to ask yourself. You have to ask yourself that, folks, because that's exactly where we're headed to. The beast system, they'll control you, they'll chip you, you're gagged, bagged, tagged, and ready to slag, I guess. I don't even know. I can't even make up any more rhymes here, you know. That's what the beast system's all about. So let's get into today's article here. Technology patents suggest tech overlords are planning to digitally surveil people, grant freedoms based on vaccination status. Here we go from Natural News. Dr. Gail Ehrlich and Mar Fenster, and Ehrlich and Fenster, have uncovered evidence showing that the U.S. technology patent was approved to track and surveil people's digital activity in order to issue them a social credit score based on their compliance with the Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19 fascism. The patent proposes collects people's personal information from their mobile devices and app usage and social media habits. There's also language that suggests that people's payment and medical records will be included in the surveillance sweep. What they specifically want is people's location data, which is then gathered through mobile GPS technology, as well as how much time they spend on various locations they visit. Other data points of interest include the ventilation rate of places where people visit, images of people looking down on their screens on their mobile phones, sounds from their microphones and personal devices, facial recognition data. Basically, anything that provides or seems private, unsensitive mind will be laid bare for whomever analyze and exploit the purpose of creating a new society from which only compliant are awarded fake rights in the form of a government-issued privileges. The patent proposals numerous potential surveillance applications for which the data include detecting when people are using public transport by using geolocation and or regular start-stop movement that matches public transportation profile, monitoring when people are washing their hands, analyzing sounds of water, movement, smartwatch, checking whether or not people are wearing a mask, analyzing images taken during calls, looking at the screen of a cell phone. Once the data has been gathered, folks, the technology outlined in the patent analyzes the data and assigns them a score to their electronic device, suggesting that this score is used to predict the potential level of super spreading activity of each individual and recommends vaccinating according to their score. People could soon be required to download and install a dedicated mandatory app for 24/7 government tracking. Okay, I want to pause right there for 10 seconds, folks. What do you think of that? I mean, seriously, what the heck do you think of that? Again, this is in the British government also proposed a similar, smaller scope system designed to track people's eating habits in order to reward the healthy for obeying the government's health edicts. So you have to understand, folks, this isn't just the United States. This is all around the world. It's just so happens, and I'll say this again, people have said, I'm Eric, they just said, you're absolutely nuts and crazy. No, the deal is, here living in the United States, we're one of the, and slowly becoming extinct, but we're one of the last countries where our freedom and our First Amendment rights and our Second Amendment rights, free speech, and our Second Amendment rights and every other right through the Constitution is being trampled on and taken away behind closed doors. These politicians that say that they stand up for you, they're bought off through people in China and all these different companies and all these different technology companies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all around the world. They're bought off. They're bought and paid for. So you think they're standing up for you? That's malarkey. That's BS. No way. No way, Jose. So you have to understand that this is coming to a theater near you. You will be required at some point in time. I'm going to make the prediction. I'm going to say for total global dominance, no later than 2024 or 2025, I would say, because everything here is political, what would happen would be the only thing that would slow the process down, I would say 2025, maybe here, if the Republicans took back the Senate, which it's a possibility, but I'm not holding my breath, if they took back the Senate and they did something. However, the Republican in charge, which is Mitch McConnell, the minority leader, he is a sellout. Him and his wife used to be sellouts to China. So that's not going to do. No, you see what I'm saying? These people have to go. This garbage and these people, these trashy people, folks, these have to go. You have to flush them down the toilet and get rid of them. You know, they have to be fired from their jobs or voted out. That's what has to happen. And you have to understand that the way the system is, that it's so broke, it's not going to happen. It will never happen, because the system and the money that they've made, the system funds them, and they keep greasing the wheels on the system, and the system keeps funding them, and it just keeps going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It will never change before they are taken out and before they are removed, either by law enforcement or something, taken out and put in, tried in court, in a court of law, and they're actually brought to justice. It'll never happen. It just won't happen. Not in this country, because it's such a scam. It's the politicians are just a joke. They're a joke around the world, but they're definitely a joke here in the United States, for which I live in, the state of Florida, at least for now anyway. So let's get back to the article. In the case of the United States with this new patent, everything would be tracked. And I repeat, with the case of the United States with the new patent, everything would be tracked, likely through a dedicated mandatory app designed to help government with logistics of vaccination procedures. Another proposed opponent of the app, a user tracking module that keeps track of constant track of a person's whereabouts. This app would communicate with nearby devices programmed to do the same thing in order to access whether or not people are social distancing properly or moving about in a government-approved way. When it comes to factors to determine an individual score, the patent suggests that the person's professionalism, medical data, nature of the type of locations where they visit, their frequency of visitors' locations, and the length of time that they stay and spend in locations will be used as part of the calculation. And that's from Blacklisted News, further explained. All of this only helps solidify the fact that the Chinese virus injections are part of the Mark of the Beast system. And that is being used to unveil at warp speed, just as the previous administration promised it would. Okay, folks, like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. And again, your donations are always greatly appreciated. And I can't tell you how much they're greatly appreciated, folks. And I want to just say, if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, I'm going to say a prayer here right now. And I just want to say a prayer for all of those people that are suffering I know, and this isn't about me. This is about you. This has always been about you, the listening audience. But I just want to again apologize to you profusely that I haven't been on the air more than I should be. I should be on the air at least once or twice a week. I haven't been able to, folks. And my apologies. The viewership, the listenership has gone through the roof, even when I've been out for almost a month. Again, I've been struggling with all kinds of issues. Just pray for me. That's all I ask. And all kinds of issues now, some housing issues. Unfortunately, it looks like unless there's a miracle from God, I'm going to have to relocate and go back up north to Michigan, which I dread. I dread that Democratic state, unfortunately, and stay with relatives for a while until I can get situated. So I have to figure out how I can continue this podcast in the transition, and that might not happen for a month or two. I don't know. We'll just have to see how things work. The devil, like I said before, folks, when you're trying to do God's work, and I try, and I sin every day of my life, I try not to, but that's just human nature. Sometimes we make mistakes. We accidentally say things. We sin. And that's what happens, and that's why we're under grace, and that's why grace through faith are we saved. And so I do that, and I'm guilty, and I repent of all my sins to Jesus Christ, folks. And unfortunately, you know, things have gone backwards in my life. And again, not to bring that, I don't want anybody feeling sorry for me because I'm not that type of person. But when you are disabled and you do have to rely sometimes on other people, and you're uprooted from your would-be home. You're expecting to stay most or the rest of your life or probably just die here. That ain't going to happen. So, you know, it looks like I will be having to return back up north to my home in Michigan at some point in time. And again, I just absolutely dread that. I dread the snow. I've gotten used to the tropical climate in 19 years. Florida's been a blessing for the most part. There's been a lot of bumps down here. There's been a lot of health issues down here with me, blood pressure issues, different things like that, back issues, blood pressure issues, different things like that. I mean, on and on and on. And all I can say is just pray, pray for me, but most importantly, pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ, that they find Jesus Christ out there, folks. That's the most important thing. This has never, ever, ever been about me. I never, ever, ever want to make this podcast about me. This is always about you. And I thank God every day, and I thank God through Jesus Christ every day that if I can just help one person, just maybe one person a podcast, I thank God every day that I can help one person and steer them to Jesus Christ, and so they can get to know Jesus and all of his wonders. And I tell you, you know, again, I say this, and we'll get on to the salvation prayer here, but I say this, God Almighty through Jesus Christ has kept me alive, folks. And I thank God every day for that, that I'm alive and I'm able to broadcast out of my home studio here, broadcast and talk to you in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I give you praise and glory for that. I do. I give God praise and glory through Jesus Christ that I'm able to just be alive every day. And I thank God for my blessings that I'm alive. I'm able to wake up every day. Because I tell you what, when you're doing the work through Jesus Christ and you're doing God's will, the devil will always work overtime to do anything and everything he can to stop you. So let's pray. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, let's just pray this prayer with me. I'll give you a minute. Find a quiet spot in your car, in your garage, in your bathroom, wherever you want to go. Here's a quiet prayer, folks. I'll give you just a second so you can find a space if you do want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Okay. Repeat after me. Say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross and you died to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask you to take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart, fill me with your love, and your life. Help me to become a person who's truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you said that prayer, folks, I thank you. I thank you, and God bless you if you said that prayer. God bless you. I want to know all about it. Please write to me, and it's on my podcast at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And let's celebrate. Let's celebrate and give God praise and the glory that he deserves. Give God praise and glory and clap and give him praise and glory. The next thing, and I'm only going to make just a couple quick suggestions here before I go, folks. The next thing is get into the Bible, get a good holy Bible, get a Bible, a good Christian Bible, that is, obviously, and get into the Bible and just start reading. I don't care if you start at the first, at the book of Genesis, or you want to start in Revelation, just get into the Bible and read. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that's what Jesus talked about. You know, Jesus talks specifically in there quite a bit, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and go into the Bible and just start reading and learn. I'm guilty sometimes. I have an audio Bible if you want to do that, and sometimes if you have a hard time reading things, then go ahead and get an audio Bible. I have one on my, I have an app on my phone through the Android phone. You can find audio Bibles at either the Google or the Apple Play Store, and they're free, and just download that. You can listen to the Bible if you want to do that. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, folks. And the next thing to do after you do that, after you start getting into the Word of God, the next thing to do would be to get into a good Christian church, a church that believes in the Trinity, a church that believes in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's what it's important that you get into something like that. Again, a church that preaches the Trinity, which is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And just tell your pastor, say, you know, you prayed the salvation prayer, you've accepted Jesus Christ, and now you want to be saved. Because to be honest, the way things are going right now, at least here in the United States, in what I see and just what I've experienced in my life in just this year has been a eye-opening year. I'm blessed just to be alive, and I thank God for that, folks. I thank God Almighty that I'm just still alive, because it's been a very, very challenging, rough year. I'm downplaying that. Okay, I'm not saying I'll always tell you the truth, but I'm kind of downplaying that. Well, I'm downplaying that a lot because I don't want to scare anybody. But it's been a very rough year for me. It's just been a total rough year. And God brings you sometimes challenges, and God brings you sometimes the challenges might be very difficult, and you have to pray. And again, I give God praise and glory through Jesus Christ that I'm still alive. And it's been a challenging year. I mean, if you only knew, if I could sit down, I could preach and just how tough this 2021 has been. And it's like that for a lot of people, not just me. You know, there's billions of people in the world, and billions of people are having tough years, and I understand that. And like I said, you know, it's challenging for me when you have some a disability, and it's challenging for me when you're going to end up having to move back in to a liberal, i.e. Democratic ran state like Michigan. And again, deal with, I'm going right in the heart of the belly of the beast. And that's what it looks like. And so, again, I might have a month or two. You know, things can change. God has worked so many miracles, you know, in my life this year, too, to offset all the challenges. He's worked so many miracles. He's kept me alive. I've had pills. The doctor said, take this, take that for pain. Take this, take that for blood pressure, on and on and on. Massive reactions. I take a lot of supplements. I don't believe in man's poison. However, right now I'm having to take that. It's very, very, very difficult, folks. You know, somebody that's been on supplements for, you know, 4, 5, 6 years to go back to having to take that. You know, there's a time in my life when I took lisinopril, which is a blood pressure medicine, and then I got off of that and said, no way. God give me strength, got off of that, met people, got introduced to natural supplements, was on that for quite a while, and that worked good. Now that I'm older, over 55, or 55 rather, you know, and a few months older, and I try to take the supplements, but I've had to succumb to taking the pharmaceutical drugs, meaning I've had to come to taking the blood pressure medicine, which again, that's not something that I want. That's not something I want to live with. It's not good for you. Taking man's poison or pharmaceutical medicines and poison. I understand, you know, I get it. People have to have something to live. People sometimes have to have different medications just to be able to get through and get by with life. I got it. But I've had so many, my body just has aged so much, and, you know, aches and pains all over every day that I wake up, more aches and pains. My body's aged so much. And just this past year with everything that's gone on and in and out of the hospital constantly, that it's just, again, I just praise God, folks, not to sound negative, but I praise God that I'm even alive and even talking to you. And that's what you have to understand. You have to give your life to Jesus Christ. And again, if you prayed that prayer, congratulations. Write to me, endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com, endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And then, of course, you can always find me on Red Circle. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews, redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. I'm your host, Eric, and this is End Time World News. Be well, be safe, but most importantly, folks, God bless you and your family, and thank you so much for tuning in. I love you dearly, and God willing, I'll be back again here in another week. Stay well and stay safe, and God bless all of you. Take care. I'm out of here. See ya. Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.